It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, we'll get the latest news from a reporter who's been covering today's protests in Madison over the police shooting of an unarmed black teenager on Friday night.
First, we're getting another take on the passage of right-to-work legislation making headlines in Wisconsin.
Earlier today, Governor Scott Walker signed that legislation into law, making Wisconsin the 25th right-to-work state. The bill bans labor contracts that require workers to pay union fees. The measure was moved quickly through the state legislature. It passed both the Senate and the Assembly last week.
On Friday, we spoke with a union member in Wisconsin about how this legislation could change his life. Now we're talking to a Wisconsin business owner who supports right-to-work legislation. Rich Musen is the chairman, president, and CEO of Badger Meter. Governor Walker signed the bill at their Milwaukee factory. He's also co-chair of the Water Council. Rich, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you.
Well, Rich, what was your first reaction when you initially heard that Republican lawmakers were considering right-to-work legislation in Wisconsin?
Well, I was very supportive of it, and I thought it was a very positive move. I think Wisconsin has been behind the times, and this is good for the state. It's good for it will improve our competitiveness. And one of the concerns I had was that Wisconsin would become an island in the upper Midwest, especially when Michigan, Indiana, and Iowa all adopted right to work.
The bill moved very quickly through the legislature. Critics said it didn't allow for a debate at all times. Were you surprised by how quickly the bill passed?
No, not really. I think Senator Fitzgerald knew he had, Majority Leader Fitzgerald, I'm sorry, knew that he had sufficient votes, and I don't think he wanted to drag it out and go through another situation like he did with Act 10.
Governor Walker signed that bill into law this morning. How do you see that affecting you personally as a business owner?
Well, personally, I don't see it affecting me very much, but I think it affects my business quite a bit. And that's why we were pleased that the governor signed it here. I think this gives our employees a choice whether or not to join a union. I think that freedom to choose is probably a good idea.
And specifically, will you be making changes at Badger Meter based on right-to-work legislation?
We won't be making changes at Badger Meter per se. In other words, our current contract runs through the end of next year, so this law has no impact on that contract. When the law does pass, I'm fairly confident that most of my employees will opt to continue to be in the union and will continue to pay their union dues, and we will continue to have a union. We will have some employees who will probably opt out and decide not to pay their union dues. The more direct impact on Badger Meter is that we have, over the last 10 years, added quite a bit of work in other locations. We have plants in Oklahoma. We have plants in Scottsdale. We have a plant in Nogales, Mexico. And we've added work there. Now, with Wisconsin on the track it's going, this is just another factor in Wisconsin's favor in saying that we should consider adding more work here. And indeed, we are going to be adding one particular product line here that will eventually employ 30 to 50 people.
And are you putting that, the change you just described, developing this new meter here in Wisconsin, are you doing that because Right to Work has been signed?
We make our production location decisions based on a lot of factors. It's based on the capability of the plant, the productivity of the plant, but also on the future of the state in which we're operating and the business climate of the state. So I wouldn't link Right to Work directly to it, but what I would say is that Right to Work is one more factor in Wisconsin's favor for people who are deciding where to produce work and where to create jobs. And we think Wisconsin is on the right track. We like the direction it's going, and we think this is a good place to create jobs.
You said that you think most of your employees will continue to pay union dues and that your company will continue in the track that it's going. Is that what you've heard from your employees? Do they, in general, from what you've heard, support right-to-work legislation?
That's two different questions, whether they support right-to-work legislation and whether they will continue to pay union dues. We have about 120 union workers here in Milwaukee. Milwaukee is our only union plant. And of those 120 workers, there's only a handful who have opted not to join the union. Now, of course, under the current laws, they still have to pay dues, but they've opted not to join the union. And I think once the law passes, they will opt not to pay union dues because they simply philosophically don't believe that the union brings them value. On the other hand, All of our other workers have joined the union and believe the union does bring them value. And I like that choice. I think we'll continue to have that choice, and the employees will continue to choose to have the union. As long as the majority of them are choosing that, we'll continue to have the union, and so will other companies.
Critics of right-to-work legislation say it can lead to lower wages for employees. What is your response to that argument?
I don't see that. In our case in particular, once employees start opting out of the union, we will pay them the exact same wages we pay the union employees. And in fact, we have another plant here in Wisconsin, down in Racine, which is non-union. Those employees receive the same benefits and the same pay scale as our union workers here. So we don't see a difference there. Now, I don't know what other companies will do, but frankly, most companies in Wisconsin do not set their pay scale and their benefits based on some union demand. They set it based on the market demand, what it takes to attract good people. Another factor that comes into here is that when you're hiring somebody and you're trying to convince them to come to your company, and perhaps they're one of the 88% of the workers in Wisconsin who are not in a union, and people tend to forget that 88% of our workers in Wisconsin are not part of a union, less than 12% are. When they come here and we say to them, well, by the way, you'll be forced to join the union and you'll be forced to pay $800 a year in union dues, a lot of them scoff at that and say, well, I'm not sure I want to take the job here. Maybe I want to go somewhere else. So I think right to work, giving those employees a choice, will make us more competitive in attracting good talent here.
Some business owners have said that their worried training programs affiliated with unions could diminish their supply of skilled employees. Is that a concern at Badger Meter?
No, it isn't, because our union doesn't do any training or recruiting or screening of employees for us. I know there are unions in Wisconsin that provide that service for employers, and those unions are concerned about what's going to happen there, and the employers are rightfully concerned. Although, frankly, if the union provides that value and the employees perceive it, and the employers perceive it as a value, the employees will certainly want to fund that and continue that value or find another place to gain it. In our case, the union doesn't provide that service at all, so I'm not really concerned about losing anything there.
As a business owner, have you heard from other business owners that they're also pleased with the business climate that Right to Work could create in Wisconsin, as you said you are?
Oh, definitely. And I think you saw it when the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce came out very strongly representing their members in favor of right to work. I think the next question you might ask is, well, then why weren't a lot of other business owners out there vocally supporting right to work? And I think the answer to that is that, you know, in this day and age where we are so polarized, anybody who comes out in any position gets vehemently attacked from either the left or the right. And so a lot of them just don't want to make themselves lightning rods. The attitude I've heard from a lot of business people were, why march into a battle for a war that's already won? Right to work's going to pass. Why would we want to become a lightning rod? So a lot of business leaders did not come out vocally in favor of it, but they did express their support through organizations like the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
And yet you're here on the radio. Why did you decide to be public about your support of Right to Work?
Well, maybe I've got a little thicker skin, and the fact of the matter is, I felt there was a lot of misinformation out there. When I started seeing people trying to link infant mortality rates to right to work, I just thought this was getting way out of hand. My own employees were getting some very bad information about what would happen when this bill passed, that all of a sudden there wouldn't be a union or that wages would be cut, and I felt it was important that somebody come out and say, no, that's just not true. And in fact, in our case, it is one more factor that encourages us to add jobs here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Congresswoman Gwen Moore issued a statement in which she said Governor Walker has damaged his credibility by passing this last bill, even though he said he would refrain from advocating for legislation like this. Do you think there is something to that? Has Governor Walker damaged his credibility by signing this bill when he indicated that he wasn't interested in taking it up?
No, I don't think he has. I think when you look at what the governor said he was not going to provide the leadership on it. He was not going to push for this. He was not going to drive it. But he never said if it hit his desk, he wouldn't sign it. In fact, in the past, he has supported right to work. And so this was not driven out of the governor's office. This was driven out of Robin Voss's office, out of Majority Leader Fitzgerald's office. This is where it came from. And the governor said, if it, and obviously when the governor saw that, he said, if it gets passed, I'll sign it.
Do you have any predictions for what legislation like this will mean for the future of unions here in Wisconsin?
I really don't know. I think, frankly, that that the unions may, we may be very surprised at how well the unions do, because the unions will now be in a position where they will be forced to convince their members that they're bringing value. And if they do a good job of that, I think they could actually see membership grow. Let's remember, in Indiana, since Right to Work passed, union membership has actually increased. So I think if the unions do a good job convincing people, convincing their members that they bring value, you could see a real positive outcome from this. But they're going to have to do that. Frankly, you represent Wisconsin Public Radio. There are a lot of people who support Wisconsin Public Radio. There are a lot of people who enjoy listening to Wisconsin Public Radio without providing any support at all. And the unions like to talk about people who are taking a free ride and stuff. Well, it's your job as Wisconsin Public Radio to convince people that they should support you. And you do a very good job of that. You raise money and you stay on the air. I think the unions could do the same sort of thing.
Rich, thanks a lot for joining us.
Well, you're welcome.
We've been speaking with Rich Musen, Chairman, President, and CEO of Badger Meter. He was with us to talk about the past Right to Work legislation as of this morning.